And why this is useful is that this whole matrix is unchanged if you apply the translation operator to it. If you take the translation operator and act on this matrix, you don't change it, and you can take the matrix and write it in terms of the translation operator. So the ones going down the diagonal, that's the identity element, and that's the translation operator to the n. So in the, for 6 by 6, it would be t to the 6. And the ones on the upper diagonal together with this one is t. And the ones on the sub-diagonal together with the one in that corner is t inverse. And these all have the same eigenvectors. So the eigenvectors of this Hamiltonian matrix must also be the eigenvectors of the translation operator. Okay. So that's convenient. Whenever there's this kind of translational symmetry, we know right away what the eigenvectors are. And if you know what the eigenvectors are, it's easy to calculate the energies.